In the late 19th and early 20th centuries, the Freemasons were among the most important social organizations in Urbana. Among their members were civic leaders like railroad magnate Clark Griggs, Judge Joseph Cunningham, and mill owner Eli Halberstadt. A society with secrets, but more importantly, a brotherhood of philanthropy, Freemasons provided education, social status, and in many cases, insurance benefits to their members. After organizing in 1854, the Masonic Lodge No. 157 met in three different locations until 1889, when they acquired this building. Given the prominent social position of the Masons, it is not surprising that they chose a substantial three-story building in the heart of downtown Urbana. A brick structure, it was built in 1871 by businessman Frank Tiernan. He ran a grocery store on the street level, with lawyer and dentist offices on the second floor and a large hall on the third floor.
The Masonic Hall facade that you see today comes from a major renovation completed in 1914. The Champagne Lodge had recently opened a magnificent new hall, so a little local competition between the two cities might have spurred the Urbana Masons to act. They turned to the preeminent local architect, Joseph Royer, to create a new classical revival style facade with a white terracotta exterior. A broken triangular classical pediment accented the main entrance with ornamental brackets supporting an egg and dart and dentil molding. In Royer's design, the upper floors featured horizontal rows of windows divided by vertical pilasters and horizontal spandrels and decorated with garlands. The inside rooms were redone as well using a striking blue and gold motif, with local businessman George Bennett in personal charge of the interior decorating and the entire color scheme. When it was completed, the Urbana Courier trumpeted, "This was by far the most auspicious affair in the history of local masonry." Visitors expressed amazement at the grandeur of the new temple's interior, many declaring that it is one of the most magnificent structures they have ever visited. It retained retail space on the ground floor, a banquet room and offices on the second, lodge rooms on the third, complete with a new pipe organ, and added a new fourth floor for small lodge meetings.
The Masons would continue to meet in the building for six more decades. There were a few changes over the years. In 1953, the Beaux-Arts parapet was replaced with a more subdued, classically detailed one, also designed by Royer. In the 1960s, a fire did extensive damage to the lodge rooms, and the Masons finally sold the building in 1977. In recent years, the old Masonic rooms have undergone renovation to restore the hall space. Using the original blue and gold color scheme, it is still, after more than 100 years, one of the city's most magnificent commercial buildings.